Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 6, 1980. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
There are blue streams of light coming down from the sky high above Our Lady's statue. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It makes it appear that it is a clear summer day. Oh, the sky is just beautiful. It's a pale blue, and it seems to be just evaporating away all the darkness. And directly in the center of the beautiful pale blue sky, I see Our Lady coming forward. She's a small figure now because she's traveling in from a distance. Now, as she's coming closer, I notice that Our Lady has upon her feet very delicate slippers. They're not sandals. They're actually slippers, fully closed. And on each tip of the slipper, there's what appears to be a golden rose, but so tiny I would call it a rosette. Our Lady has on a brilliant, the light is very brilliant this evening. She has on a brilliant white skirt. Her gown is extremely long, and it must be windy because the gown is being blown back and forth, and I can see the beautiful small rosettes on her feet. Our Lady has a blue sash about her waist, and her mantle covers completely her head, down halfway over her forehead. The mantle is a beautiful white as snow, and it's trimmed all about the edge in a narrow border of gold, approximately a half inch wide. Our Lady now is taking from about her waist her beautiful rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Father beads, and the Hail Mary beads are white, but as Our Lady is turning now and looking about her, they are taking on all the colors, or reflecting all the colors of the rainbow, pinks and blues and a lavender, but they're pastel shades that I have never seen before upon earth. They're a coloring that is beyond description, and not being able to paint or draw, I'm certain I could never even place it upon a paper or easel. Our Lady now is taking her crucifix, the beautiful golden large crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is kissing the crucifix like this, and she's turning now to the right and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her left, our right, and she's going across the sky until she's directly now over the tall tree, and she's bending now down. and extending the crucifix out quite far from a waist and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is returning to the center of the sky, and she says, "Look backward, my child." See the numbers who have come with afflictions. You will not forget them, my child, but go forward now and bless them with the waters, the curative waters from the springs of the world. May I have a light, please? But all about the trees bordering the extension of the trees, you can see, if you look closely, a beautiful pale blue light extending upward past Our Lady's statue. Now it's joining with an opening in the sky that's becoming very bright, round, and circular, host-like in shape. The host area is becoming now a clear white. There was an intermingling of a beautiful pink, a sort of a pale fuchsia pink coloring and a very light pale blue. Not a sky blue, but a misty blue, but beautiful blue coloring intermingled with the pink. But that's now like evaporating. It's the only way I can explain it. And coming down now from high in the sky, they're coming through very fast. Our Lady and Jesus are coming side by side now. They're almost down very, very low over Our Lady's statue. Jesus has on a burgundy colored, it's deep velvet. I can see it very clearly now. He has on a deep velvet cape, and it's tied with a golden rope-like material into a bow, though, to hold the cape about his neck. Now, the cape, as he's turning and looking at the people, I notice that the cape does have a headpiece. Cowl? Our Lady is saying cowl. Cowl. Oh, I don't know what it means, but Our Lady said a cowl. Now, Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching. She's looking towards Jesus, and he has nodded. And she's touching her first finger to her lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, I delayed a discourse with you, my child Veronica, due to the urgency of the peoples in their infirmities. We behold them and the merciful heart of the Father extends to them the graces. There will be cures. There will be conversions. My child and my children, your task is heavy. But remember, if the worker is laid low, he will be graced. For heavy is the work upon you. But if the worker is laid low, he will be graced. My child, it saddens me to bring up anew a subject of great concern to heaven. There is emerging again the great beast of hell onto earth. He has been present among you now under his banner of 666 for quite a number of years, building his forces for this moment. I have asked you for the salvation of all souls. For mankind, there will be no peace without prayer and penance and atonement. A great catastrophe is approaching your country, North America. My child, weep with me, pray with me, have mercy in your heart for the sinner. No man is without sin, and therefore charity must not grow cold among mankind. You are the creation of the Eternal Father, and as such, you are brothers and sisters upon earth with a destiny similar to all mankind. Sooner or later, you will fulfill this destiny by coming over the veil. Sadly, many are coming to us unprepared and not warranting entrance into the eternal kingdom of paradise. The sin of omission shall condemn many to hell, be they laymen or hierarchy. I repeat, not the sin of commission, but the sin of omission will commit many to hell. Among them, there will be also mitres. My child, because of your weakened condition, I cannot at this time take you upon an extended trip that I planned down into the abyss to view and give to mankind the unholy site of the abode of the damned. You will regain your strength, my child, in time, where you will be able to come out of the abyss with me without a fatality. My child, once in the past, I took you by hand down into the abyss, and you viewed the creatures of darkness and the Prince of Darkness in his abode. We proceeded on, my child, in the past to purgatory. Oh, how my heart bleeds for the loss of the knowledge of the existence of purgatory and hell among the children. How many shall be saved? Only a few. Oh, my child and my children, continue to send the urgent warning from heaven throughout the world. You cannot slacken your pace, but must go forward with perseverance. You will have now, my child and my children, additional torment and irritation from the followers of 666 and the Church of Satan. There are many who come as angels of light among you. I have asked all of the immediate workers within the confines of the circle of light to confine themselves to their homes, allowing only the entrance of their immediate families and the close workers within the circle for a reason. For the souls of whom knock upon your door will be evil. Do not test my words, my children, for the penance is heavy for disobedience to the Eternal Father. I will not describe the scenes of abomination witnessed by heaven now going on at this very moment as I and my son are among you.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Those who have given themselves over to worship the Prince of Darkness, prepare a great feast and seek now sacrifices for their altar. I ask parents to be prudent in allowing their children to be on the streets after dark without protection, for they shall disappear and not be seen again. The world will soon learn that there exists now another unseen world of evil that is closing in now. For Satan knows that his time is growing short. As I told you in the past, my child and my children, sin is insanity, and it is only now the beginning. Unless you pray and make atonement to the Eternal Father, you will see abominations and the desecration of churches, and murders will abound until those who remain upon earth will envy the dead. Do not scoff when I have given you and do give you knowledge, my children, of the existence of a cult of Satan. Sadly, will you learn too late and seek out the interlopers in this world, as your children are found without blood. My child, your second mission will now be extended. You will find there is reason to rejoice, for his deception shall now be exposed. You will, my child, be most careful now. It is a great test. I have asked you also to bar your doors to all but your immediate family and the close workers of the circle. Allow no one within your home for reason. You are now on a list for extinction. Others, I shall not outwardly name, my child, for I do not wish to hinder their mission or to place fear in their hearts. I do assure all who will be part of this mission that they will be guided and they will confuse and confound the Church of Satan. Yes, my child, much is asked of you, but you will receive additional strength to continue when you find a moment of discouragement. You will say, my Jesus, my confidence. Be careful, my child, that you do not leave your home for any reason alone, that you do not allow entrance to your home on ground level. And I will send forth from heaven an army of angels to Zazery, shall guide you, and I shall have, with the permission of the Eternal Father, Teresa, to assist you in the mission.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I do not wish to use a name, my child.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
But heaven sends among you, in the circle of light, graces. Graces for perseverance and graces for miracles. Miracles that will confuse and confound the enemy. Those who have heckled and doubted shall be put to shame and confusion. For nothing remains hidden in the darkness, but must come forward into the light to be exposed at a certain time. Now, my child, you will understand why you found the trial so long and so strenuous. You will pray for your Holy Father, Pope Paul, in Rome, John Paul II.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You will pray for all the clergy, the cardinals, the bishops, for without your prayers, many cannot escape the paws of a bear. Sadly, many in the world will sell their souls to get to the head, and many will turn their backs on my tabernacle. I ask for victim souls for the merciful Father to do penance as victim souls to repatriate those who without their prayers will wind up, my child, at the end of their lifetime in the abode of the damned. For the souls now are falling into hell. As fast as the snowflakes fell during your winters, and as numerous as the rains will come. Your country, the United States, my child, shall have great trial. The winter and the wars.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
There shall be internal strife in your government, and your streets will become running with blood.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
It is not a sight, my child. Not a pretty sight. Oh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
That carnage, my child, that you view, shall extend not only from the cities into the country, but from coast to coast in all of North America and the world. Man, in his arrogance and his growth of knowledge, has now the capacity to destroy himself in moments. The Eternal Father knows the future, and he knows the past and all beginning. And your future is now.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
What was to happen in the future, my children, shall be now. Now, Our Lady is looking over to Jesus, and he is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He's now bringing his cloak about him. It's very windy, and he's touching his first finger to his lips. My child, I will not add to the discourse of my mother. Suffice it now to say that all fair warning has been given to mankind. You will continue to pray and make atonement to the Eternal Father. A life of full dedication to heaven. For if you cast aside the mission and go out into the world, you will be lost.
Hail Mary.
And remember the admonition from heaven to all in the mission from heaven. If the worker has been told the truth and he does not hasten to return, it is his own punishment that he has chosen. My child, I would advise you now to repair home and go immediately to your home.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Do not be concerned of an incident, for we are watching and it will be diverted from you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed.
Now Jesus is looking all about him. And he's now motioning to his lips. My final word, my children, is to warn all mankind at this time that they must guard their families well, the children, with sacramentals. For there are mysterious forces now and false miracles that will abound upon earth, even to deceive the elect. Therefore, to protect your children, they must use all the armor available from heaven. We do not wish to see and watch future broken hearts of parents as they bury their dead children. My child, you will receive additional discourse at home from my mother, but it will not be a public message at this time. For your safety and the benefit of all concerned and involved with the mission from heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Yes.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I understand. Yes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
the children. Beware of those who start a new church among you. A Roman Catholic church must have a legally ordained Roman Catholic bishop, and the old Catholic Church is not with Rome. It is a schismatic organization, and all who join these interlopers shall gain immediate excommunication by heaven and through the legal hierarchy of Rome. The old Catholic Church is schismatic and is not and shall not use the name Roman Catholic Church. Later, my child, when you gain your strength, we will extend this message to mankind. For many shall come as angels of light and deceive the elect. I ask you all not to abandon my church. Do not judge my church by the priest, for in his human nature he can err. But I assure you, I am using him as a legally ordained priest to bring you my body and blood. Do not go seeking elsewhere, for you will lose your baptismal rites and you will no longer be accepted as a Roman Catholic, and you will not enter into the highest place of heaven, the kingdom of paradise.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be.
My child and my children, you will understand that my mother will later give you full enlightenment upon this matter. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this, and he's making the sign of a cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children. In the name of the Father, eternal Father in heaven, and the Spirit of light, go forward under the banner of faithful and true.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 6, 1980. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.